University of Central Florida's Sean Snaith says some Floridians might have to change their plans to visit a national park or wait to get their passport processed if the government shuts down at the end of the week. But he says most federal workers, including corrections officers and Customs and Border Protection agents, are considered essential and would continue to work through a shutdown.
But, you know, the greatest impact would be on the federal workers who are going to be off the job and without pay for however long the shutdown might last, if in fact it happens.
According to the Office of Personnel Management, almost 90,000 people in Florida worked for the federal government in 2017. Danielle Pryor, 90.7 News.